Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
You're supposed to sound like a joyous crowd. Let me hear you say hallelujah. The first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields where they lay, in fields where they lay, keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep.
Of Israel. the light of that same star. Three wise men came from country far to see for a king was their intent, and to follow the star wherever it went. Noel, 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 born is the King.
You give hope and you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise, pour. You give a life, you are love, you bring a light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. All the
shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing.
What I want is for a cry to come out. This is the season that we celebrate Jesus, but you know what? We do this continually throughout the year. So it's a God that we serve, and it's a God that we love. And so what I need you to do is with all your hearts, with every muscle, every bone in your body, that we're gonna sing the praise to our King, sing the praise to our Savior. Can y'all do that with me? Come on.
All the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry, these bones will
say it. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. With every single breath that we take, Father, we thank you. We thank you. We don't take this time for granted. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. We thank you that we can stand on your word, and it says that if we would praise you, that if we would lift you up, that you would do this one thing, that is live in our praises. We thank you, Father God, that you're here. We can't live without your presence. We can't live without your grace. We thank you for your mercy, Father. Thank you.
You delight in showing mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Mercy triumphs over judgment. You delight in showing mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. My history written, my past embraced, my sin forgiven. I'm playing this in your sight. My history rewritten. You delight in showing mercy. Mercy triumphs over judgment. I know that you delight in showing mercy.
If God has ever been merciful to you,
yes,
and given you mercy when you definitely didn't deserve mercy, when we were not worthy of his mercy, of his grace, of his protection, of his love, and all the things that he did for us, we do not deserve his mercy. And that's why we chose the song. That's why we chose to sing about his mercy and how much he has changed us and rewritten our history. And he has forgotten about our past. And he has given us mercy when we didn't deserve mercy. When he gave us mercy countless times. When he gave us grace countless times. So we're here to say, thank you, Jesus, for being merciful, God. Giving me mercy when I did not deserve your love, your mercy, your grace, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Many of us are thankful that His mercy is greater than any judgment. His mercy is greater than any judgment that we can put on ourselves. Come on, isn't that great?
Yes.
Come on, this is the Christmas Eve service. We're here to celebrate. I know I'm not the only one in here that know He took some things away from me. I'm not the only one in here that know that He showed mercy on my life, that He forgave me. Come on, you can give Him a little bit more than that. Come on, let's show Him He's worthy. God, we thank You. We thank You for sending Your Son, Jesus Christ, to be the gap, to wash away my pain, to wash away my sin. And You saw fit to send Your one and only Son, Your perfect Son. Your perfect Son. To come and take my judgment. To take what I deserved and carry it on His back. To take my destination from my sin-filled life, my imperfect life, to take my destination and take it with Him to the grave. And then be renewed, be risen from the grave without that sin. So he can come and take all power from death. All power from the grave. All power from Satan, from the enemy. And show me mercy. Show me love. And God, we thank You and we recognize that. The greatest gift that could ever be given is Your Son. And God, may each morning when we wake up, may we delight in You. May we remember that this is a life that we've been given. and you are the one who gave it to us. So let us return the favor. Let us return the light that you gave us and give it back to you. And God, right now we lift up our movers. These are 10 people that we know that you have great mercy for them, that you have great love just waiting for them. And Lord, I pray right now that you are sending people to their jobs, sending people to their houses, their wherever they may meet, sending us to them so they can be shown your love, so they can be shown your mercy, so they can make a choice to follow you. And God, we call them saved in the name of Jesus. Call them saved. We pray for each and every person in this building. Lord, there's a lot of sickness going around, a lot of flu, a lot of junk, a lot of injuries, a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. Lord, we pray for all of that right now. Pray healing and restoration, health. And those that are traveling over this holiday season, Lord, we pray for safe travel there and back. And Lord, we thank you. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for sending your son. And Lord, we just align ourselves with you and what you want to do in this place tonight. God, we celebrate you. We celebrate your gift, Jesus Christ. We love you and we thank you. Come on, if you believe that, say amen. Amen, amen. Well, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. Turn to 3 or 4 people and tell them Merry Christmas before you're seated. If you see someone you don't know, don't be afraid to introduce yourself. Say, welcome to Passion.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.